Welcome to the Law Firm Marketing Minute, your source of internet marketing inspiration.
Hey everyone, and welcome to the Law Firm Marketing Minute. I'm your host, John Henson, and today we're continuing talking about some of the findings that we found from our 2024 Legal Marketing Trends Report. And today I want to talk to you about marketing spend. You know, one of the biggest questions that we often get is, how much should I be spending on my marketing? How much revenue, what percentage of my revenue should be going towards marketing? And you know, obviously the broad answer is it depends. You know, there are a ton of factors that go into how much you should be spending on your marketing. You know, if you live in a bigger city where there is more competition, you should be spending more on average with your marketing than a firm who is in a super small town, who maybe only has one or two other firms that they are trying to compete with, right? But we asked this question, just trying to find out how much law firms are spending, like what percentage of your revenue are law firms around the country spending? And nearly half, 48% of law firms are spending less than 10% of their revenue, their annual revenue, on marketing. And for us, that's a little bit of a concern, because I think, honestly, like the baseline should be 10%, right? Like regardless, like that should just kind of be the rule of thumb, is 10%, you know, regardless of where you're at, right? And that could look a lot of different ways. You know, it could be that if you're a $2 million firm, that $200,000 sounds like a lot to spend on marketing. But when you look at, you know, everything that you've got going on as a $2 million firm, there are a lot of different areas that you can be marketing. You know, you can sponsor community events, or sponsor different, radio programs, or, you know, do some TV ads or whatever. That's a chunk of change. If you're doing Google ads, on their own are, upwards of $1,000 a month minimum. And if you're trying to really pull in a lot of different keywords, a lot of different types of business, you could be looking at spending $5,000 or $10,000 a month. And so that adds up very quickly. You know, if you're spending $10,000 a month on Google ads and your marketing budget's $200,000, that's over half of your budget, yearly budget, right there. And then you wanted to talk about content and video production. If you wanted to hire a videographer, do that really well. You don't have to, but, you know, having people write blogs for you, having people manage your social media accounts. If you're trying to maintain some SEO rankings, if you are on directories, if you are trying to pay for various services to increase your reviews, like there's just so many different areas of marketing that it adds up over time, right? And so even a $2 million firm, with a $200,000 marketing budget, I think that my math is right on that, you can fill that space pretty quickly. And that doesn't even count payroll, right? And I, when I asked this question in the trends report, I said, outside of payroll, not counting any payroll for marketing people that you've hired, what is the spend there? And so you can include payroll if you want in your marketing budget. It's up to you. But just in terms of marketing spend for the lead generation, for the nurturing, all that kind of stuff, man, it really does add up. And so the rule of thumb is baseline 10%. And from there, depending on what your goals are, if you're trying to generate a certain number of leads in a year, if you're trying to generate a certain number of referrals in a year, whatever the case is, you may need to spend more in order to do that. So I hope that was enlightening for you. Again, if you're in that group that is not spending at least 10%, I'm not patting you on the back for that. I really do think baseline should be 10% of your yearly revenue going towards your marketing. So hope that was helpful. We'll be back with another stat tomorrow.
Thanks for joining us. Please visit lawfirmmarketingminute.com for more information. We'll see you next time.